Rocket Lab acquires Motive Space Systems. Component suppliers just lost a steady customer. Rocket Lab now owns the robotics proven on Mars, letting them embed arms into satellites without paying outside margins. That should let them undercut bids on 2 or 3 government constellation contracts over the next year. Northrop Grumman and Maxar face a choice: develop competing systems fast or lose those integration fees permanently. Smaller players in the supply chain will feel the squeeze first as Rocket Lab pulls work in-house. Truecaller cuts 70 jobs amid ad revenue drop. Ad sales weakness at this scale usually signals users disabling the app after privacy complaints. Truecaller now has fewer staff to handle support tickets, so expect complaint volume to spike and retention to drop another 5 points by year end. Rivals will pick up the churned accounts without spending a cent on marketing. The remaining team will likely push paid subscriptions harder, which risks accelerating the same exodus among price-sensitive users in emerging markets. Rampin talks for $750 million at 40B+ valuation. Investors are betting Ramp can keep growing spend volume even as interest rates stay high. At this price, the company must deliver 80% revenue growth, or the next round turns ugly fast. Brex and Expensify now have to explain to their own backers why their multiples lag so far behind. Any slip in user acquisition will get magnified because the valuation leaves no room for missed quarters. The pressure on execution just went up several notches. Microsoft teases new Xbox dashboard UI. Consistent navigation across console, PC, and handheld sounds minor until you realize how many players abandon sessions because the menus feel different every time. Microsoft just removed one friction point that Sony still leaves in place. Expect measurable lift in Game Pass retention on PC within 2 quarters as the experience stops reminding users they are on a second-class device. PlayStation will need a matching overhaul or risk looking fragmented by comparison. Valve delays Steam Machine over RAM crisis. Hardware delays from memory pricing usually hand the window to whoever ships on time. Asus and Lenovo now have breathing room to seed their own handheld PCs before Valve's refreshed model arrives. Gamers waiting for a docked Steam experience will simply buy the competition instead. The longer the hold, the harder it becomes to claw back that early adopter momentum once alternative devices establish their own game libraries and user habits. Expect it in next quarter's sales figures. Ubiquity launches Dream Machine Beast Gateway. Small businesses now bypass traditional enterprise vendors for advanced threat protection. The gateway sustains full 25 gigabits per second inspection while supporting thousands of clients, shifting MSP economics away from leased lines and toward direct hardware ownership. Resellers gain margin on the hardware itself rather than recurring cloud fees. Cisco must decide whether to discount Meraki aggressively or concede the lower end of the market within 12 months. Forza Horizon 6 joins Game Pass day one. Microsoft skips the traditional retail window for its biggest racing title yet. Day one Game Pass placement trades one-time purchases for long-term subscriber lock-in, especially with over 550 cars set in Japan. Third-party racing studios now face shorter windows to justify full-price launches before Microsoft undercuts them with catalog additions. Watch physical sales for similar titles drop below 10% within 18 months as the subscription model takes hold. Next-gen Xbox Project Helix for 2026 holiday. Developers receive an unusually long runway before the new hardware arrives. Project Helix's backward compatibility focus reduces launch risk, yet it also lets Sony refine its mid-generation hardware without direct pressure until late 2026. Third-party titles will likely prioritize current Xbox Series optimizations first. This delays true next-gen features until 2027 and compresses the window for launch exclusives that drive hardware sales. Xbox adds 9 surprise titles to Game Pass. These low-key catalog updates rarely move the needle on new signups. Microsoft fills content gaps to maintain retention without big announcements, which pressures publishers to release their older back catalog faster or lose visibility inside the service entirely. Smaller studios gain an unexpected distribution channel, but at the cost of full-price sales they once relied on. Nintendo reveals May 2026 Switch 2 slate. First-party support arrives gradually rather than in a single launch barrage. Ports and new Yoshi entries give third parties space to establish themselves early, but this also means Switch 2 buyers see fewer must-have exclusives in the first 6 months. Nintendo banks on hardware novelty alone to drive initial sales. The strategy reduces the risk of software shortages, but invites comparison to the original Switch's stronger launch lineup. Valve opens Steam controller reservations. Scalpers already list non-existent units at triple markup. Early reservations let Valve control allocation and choke that secondary market before 2026 shipments begin. Razer must now decide whether to launch a competing pre-order or seed the entire PC controller conversation for the next 2 holiday cycles. If Valve under-allocates again, expect renewed complaints and a faster push toward third-party alternatives. Valve's data from these reservations decides if they expand lines by mid-next year or repeat limited drops. Xbox Series XS gets new boot-up update. Boot animations rarely move engagement numbers, yet these land weeks before the rumored dashboard overhaul. Subtle timing tweaks cut a few seconds off perceived startup, which compounds across the installed base into millions of saved hours by year end. Sony must match with its own PS5 refresh or accept another quarter where Xbox feels more current in living rooms. The test comes when holiday traffic spikes. Does the polish hold or expose deeper performance gaps? Game Pass Ultimate price cut to $22.99. Price cuts after executive changes typically flag softer retention, not a sudden gift to gamers. The new tiers compress margins for every day one title added, which means publishers will demand better placement or pull catalog games faster than before. Watch how many mid-tier releases skip Game Pass entirely once the updated economics hit their Q3 planning cycles. Microsoft hopes volume offsets the revenue hit, but selective content exits look more likely. Subnautica 2 arrives on Game Pass May 14th. Day one placement on Game Pass trades peak Steam revenue for subscriber growth across platforms. Unknown Worlds gains millions of day one players, but loses the long tail of full-price console sales that usually funds the next project. Other survival studios now accelerate their own service negotiations or risk missing the same window. Retailers already trimming orders for comparable titles signal the physical channel feels the squeeze first. Expect more indies to follow before the end of the fiscal year. 007 First Light launches May 27 on Xbox. Releasing into the late spring window avoids the usual holiday pileup, but tests marketing spend when summer blockbusters dominate mindshare. IO Interactive now owns the early Bond narrative for nearly 18 months. Any rival project must either accelerate development or accept second billing through the next 2 years of press cycles. Early sales data will show whether that timing paid off or simply spread attention too thin across the franchise. The next Bond title now faces a compressed runway into 2027. Mixtape hits Game Pass day one in May. Indie launches rarely anchor the front page of Game Pass. Mixtape's arrival tests whether a single-player narrative can drive multi-month retention the way live service titles do. Smaller developers will now negotiate harder for equivalent placement, knowing one hit can reset the entire day one conversation. Microsoft faces a quiet math problem. How many of these upfront deals can the service sustain before margins on the core subscription slip? Xbox tests Starter Edition for Discord Nitro. This move quietly pulls Discord deeper into Microsoft's retention stack. Nitro users get a discounted on-ramp that still funnels them toward full Game Pass once the trial window closes. The bet is that chat-heavy players convert faster than traditional marketing channels allow. Sony now has to decide whether to match the discount or lose the voice-first cohort entirely. Call of Duty skips Day 1 Game Pass in 2026. Full-price buyers still get first access, yet the one-year lag hands PlayStation an uninterrupted marketing runway through the entire sales cycle. Microsoft now must prove that Game Pass can grow without relying on Day 1 tentpoles. Smaller studios gain leverage in negotiations because the service just lost its biggest annual draw. Expect the next SOD to test whether 12-month exclusivity actually moves hardware or merely shifts revenue timing. Xbox Achievement System gets major update. Quick Resume already reduces friction between titles. Layering achievement progress across those suspended sessions turns every pause into a measurable milestone. Microsoft is betting the combined system lifts daily active users by making progress feel continuous rather than session-bound. Sony now faces pressure to expose similar cross-game tracking or watch its trophy hunters migrate toward the more fluid Xbox flow. Steam Frame still shipping in 2026 despite delays. Component shortages usually kill launch windows entirely. Valve's decision to hold the date signals they have either secured alternative supply or accepted lower initial volumes. Either path squeezes third-party accessory makers who built around an earlier release. Retailers who pre-ordered cases and docks will either discount old stock or eat the carrying cost when the device finally arrives later than planned.